Okay, the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, the Torah mentioned in Isser, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem B'yom HaShabbos, that a person should not light a fire in their midst on Shabbos. Chazal are very bothered by this pasuk because we already have a general Isser to do Malach on Shabbos. Why are we singling out the Isser of starting a fire on Shabbos? What exactly is the significance of specifically mentioning Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem B'yom HaShabbos? Chazal have a variety of suggestions, as do the Mefarshei Hapshat. The Rashbam and the Ramban mention one svara, which is that since we know that Yontif has an Isser Malacha, but on Yontif you're allowed to cook for Ochal Nefesh, so maybe you could have had a Havamina that on Shabbos also it's okay to cook, and starting fires is would be okay on Shabbos. So the Torah has to tell us, no, Shabbos is different than Yontif. That's one pshat, which you find in the Rashbam, you find it in the Ramban also. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin with the Machlokas about this. Why lo suvar eish b'chol mos vaseichem lelav yatzas lechalik yatzas? But that less for now. There is an amazing mahalach or a pshat which is found in the Zohar. And in order to appreciate the Zohar, we're going to give a little bit of a hakdama, and it's a hakdama which is very significant in the world of machshava, and it happens to be it very much impacts a variety of minhagim that we do, which I think are very important. The Zohar understands that the fires of Gehenna are not burning on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, even those who are Mechal Shabbos, even those who are ordinarily in Gehenna, that they leave Gehenna for Shabbos. What is this impact? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, there are a variety of halachas impacted by this phenomenon. One of them is found in the Ramah in Or HaChaim in Siman Reish Tzadi Hei. The Ramah tells us that's the reason why we say on Motzei Shabbos, we add on to davening on Motzei Shabbos of Vayehi Noam in terms of Viata Kadosh. The reason why we do it is Kedei La'acher Seder Kedusha She'as Chozrim Rishayim L'Gehenim. That the Rishayim, when do they go back? So says the Ramah, they go back when we finish davening on Motzei Shabbos. So in order to delay when they're going to go back, so we have a little bit of a, we add some tefillah on Motzei Shabbos, that way they'll be able to stay out of Gehenim for even a little bit longer. That's found in the Torah, the Bach references it as well. That's also the pshat, potentially, for another minhag which we have. The Shulchan Aruch points out in Or HaChaim, it's in Reish Tzadi Gimel, that even though Me'ikar Hadin, a person could daven Mariv on Motzei Shabbos, even before Shabbos has concluded, but nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, and again, some shuls do daven earlier, discussion in postgame, but Shulchan Aruch writes, Me'achrin tfilas arvis kedei lehosif michol al hakodesh, that we start Marv Motzei Shabbos a little bit later. Why do we start Marv Motzei Shabbos a little bit later? Because of Tosef Shabbos, in order to ensure that we're not going to do Malacha, at least one pshat, we add on to Motzei Shabbos. The Eliyahu Rabbah there quotes from the Rokeach an additional reason why on Motzei Shabbos we start davening a little bit later. And that is because the neshamas only go back to Gehenim. The fire of Gehenim is out on Shabbos, and they only go back Motzei Shabbos when it comes to davening. And therefore, we start davening a little bit later. The Ramah writes there in Reish Tzadi Gimel an additional minug. V'noagim lomar v'hu rachum ubarachu ba'arichas noam kedei lehosav michal al-kodesh. We even go a little bit longer with a little bit more of a tune when we say v'hu rachum on Motzei Shabbos. We're all trying to delay when people are going to go back, which is why you'll find, remember, I was in probably fourth grade, so my father was sitting, was in Avel, and I'm davening Motzei Shabbos slower, and asking him why, and this is what he said, because the neshamas only go back, then. This discussion is intriguing. There are, if you look at Piskei Chubos, he's a wonderful discussion about this. There are indications in terms of, so when exactly do they go back? The simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch, it's almost like when the minyan finishes, that's when people go back. The Bach sounds like in Reish Tzadi Gimel, it's when the last minyan in Klal Yisrael finishes davening on Motzei Shabbos, that's when the neshamas go back. In Piskei Chubos, he quotes a minig of tzadikim that there was a mesorah that when do you go out of Gehenna and when do you go back to Gehenna? It depends when you personally started and ended Shabbos. Those that were more machmir to end Shabbos a little bit later, so they get to stay out of Gehenna a little bit later. Those a little bit less so have less of a possibility. They leave, a little bit sooner. What does it have to do with the pasuk of Lo Sivar Eish B'chol Mos Vaseichem B'yom HaShabbos? So apparently between Zohar and Tikkuni Zohar, you have two pshatim in this pasuk that very much relate to this phenomenon. I'm not familiar enough with the Zohar to confirm or deny, but at least what they quote are two very, very powerful statements. The first is, Lo suvah reish b'chol mos b'sechem b'yom HaShabbos, the Torah singles out the Isser of Havara, of starting a fire, because Ribbono Shel'Olam trying to point out there's a special chumrah, even though all malachas are treated similarly halachically, except for maybe Havara, l'lav yatzas, for one day in Chazal. But the Zohar says starting a fire on Shabbos is a more chamor aveira. Why is starting a fire on Shabbos a more chamor aveira? Because Ribbono Shel'Olam says, I'm not keeping my fire of Gehenna man on Shabbos, so why are you starting a fire on Shabbos? If you start a fire on Shabbos, it's perceived, it's a Zohar, by the Ribbono Shel'Olam, as a much more severe act. Even the Rishayim, even those that were Michal, even people that violated all the Averas in terrible ways, so Shabbos, they get a break, I don't light my fire, so you shouldn't light a fire either, and it's very intense in that sense. In the Tikkuni Zohar, you have an even more, I think, intense formulation about this pasuk. Lo shuv'aru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos, as a Zohar, is a reference not to lighting a physical fire, but anger is often associated with fire, the world of ka'as and esh. It's a fiery personality. It's a person that gets angry sometimes. There's a certain sort of abrasive, destructive nature of ka'as associated with fire. What does the pasuk come to tell us? Lo suv'aru esh b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos is lo suv'aru esh. A person should not get angry b'chol mosh v'seichem throughout their entire midst, meaning you yourself should not be a person that gets angry at all on Shabbos. It's a special Indian emphasized in the Zohar, not to at all get angry on Shabbos. I believe in my 30 seconds of skimming right before we started, I think Rav Druk in his Sefer Eish Talmud, which I'm not familiar with that much, but apparently it's all over the Beis Medrash. I think he points out maybe that's pshat and why, because of this chumrah, why Chazal even established a mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, which the Gemara tells us in Shabbos is Mishum Shalom Bayis, because we have an extra concern about people being weak or challenges of Shalom Bayis on Shabbos because of the chumrah of getting angry on Shabbos. And therefore Chazal established the mitzvah of lighting the candle just to make sure there would be extra Shalom Bayis that would be at play. The Tikkuni Zohar goes one step further. Tikkuni Zohar says, and if you get angry on Shabbos, that may give koach for the fires of Gehenna to get lit. That a person who does get angry, so that anger may actually restart the fire in a certain sense. And in that sense, there's a certain kind of pressure which takes place on Shabbos to be calm, to be measured, and to be under control, all rooted in this pasuk of Lo Sivar Eish B'chol Mos Vosechem B'yom HaShabbos. So we pointed out that the Torah singles out one of the malachas, Lo Sivar Eish. We wondered why, for the Rashbam, the Ramban, the Farshi HaPshat, so that you understand that it's usher to cook on Shabbos. Also, Rashi quotes from Chazal, that maybe this is again the Chalik or the Lav Yatzas. I'm sorry, we didn't define those terms well enough for right now, just given time constraints. And the Zohar understands it's part of a larger comment of the Zohar, that a person's supposed to be as careful as they possibly can be. Because on Shabbos, the fires of Gehenna are out, and we're very nervous about this. The Reishis Chachma points out in Shara Kedusha, Perek Zayin, that obviously it's always wrong to get angry. The Zohar doesn't mean that it's okay during the week to get angry. What the Zohar means is specifically on Shabbos, there's more at stake. There's more at stake for us personally, because the Ribbono Shel'Olam stops fire on Shabbos. So we should be careful, and there's more at stake even in a broader sense, because a person who gets angry on Shabbos is Madlik Eishoshel Gehenim, and Shepikam Hula Ain Tachlis. Since there's no fire at all in Gehenna, but he gets it fire. He lights it by being angry. And therefore, it's a special pasuk here about being calm, about being able to be reasoned, and not losing it at all on Shabbos. All part of this pasuk of Lo Sivaro Eish B'chol Mos Vaseichem B'Yom HaShabbos. If you go through Hilchos Shabbos and you go through some Nahagim, there are other Minhagim that we do also connected to this particular assumption. Discussions about drinking water during Bein HaShemashos, the post can point out, is connected to this phenomenon. How so requires, I imagine, a deeper understanding of Kabbalah than I have. But there are other minhagim that you'll come across when you go through Hilchos Shabbos that relate to this phenomenon. But it's one that obviously on some level we take relatively seriously. Have a wonderful rest of your day.